Kara. The night of your death, God spattered my window with wet. The rain hurt as much as cold hurts in a Christmas story inside cardboard neighborhoods. The wind hit the walls, slipped through the cracks in the house, chilled the closets, made its shrieks a guarded lullaby. Hidden beneath the bed, I covered my ears, ignoring the wind's presence outside my bedroom door. To enter, you'll need to pass 12 tests. I will not make it so easy. I saw myself as an etymologist of atmospheric conditions, a meanings expert. Just outside my 15-year-old fears, Cotton sang within a dream of Sophocles. Open, and you will see how the cold awaits you with its frightening face to tell you everything you don't want to know. Open, and you will see that the cold waits with its terrifying face to read the story inside your hands. It poured down outside the closed door to my room. The water overwhelmed the sheets, soaked through the box springs, and the lint moved, poor, extremely dense, toward the door. I lay down, drenched, on the mattress, welded in black. Lying down on the mattress, I disconnected the telephone. The lint, abundant, proud, sought my bed. The light pushed its particles against my eyes, barbed like hail, imitating in its percussion applause. The lamp learned its gestures from the clouds, unloaded all its rage on me. I don't interfere. It's enough to resist the larger dark. The lint climbed up the nightstand and invaded my bed and slipped through, camping in my throat. My gray mouth, oracle that is always right, refused the next steps. I breathed with difficulty. I could think of nothing else. Dirty, sure, for going where I am not called. I listened how, in the next room, Caravaggio hoarded all the attention. Hardly half an hour. The call. The departure of my parents. Your death. My chest bumped into the TV. My forehead. The nape of my neck. My sweat confused with water. I am Salomon. I plan to build a secret altar for Sundays. I'm not looking for praise, but that you give me a hand. Help me escape the tide. The river I entered rises with the tears of strangers. My heart is a sponge, a black box that collects all that happens. Meanwhile, the funeral home does its job. Rent is equal to the cold. A blonde woman, pale, welcomes me. I am Salomon. I will show you my secret altar if you show me where she rests. Ophelia on the other side of the glass, and Helica after 4 years, obeyed by the water, while I kick to keep from drowning. I say water and cry for the one I lost, like pushing a button deep into my back. The known disturbs me. 2 days before you said, when I'm better, I'll go to the salon to fix this disaster. The window showed the opposite. In your gray roots, overgrown, your curls sprung for 40 days and 40 nights. Never vulnerable, never dead, as beautiful as the last time we saw each other. God, then, placed his hands on my shoulders, and I felt alone. Flannel protects my subterranean life. The world beneath the sheets is perceived differently. Its thickness was supposed to keep me from fangs and radioactivity, was supposed to keep me away from the attacks of monsters. Yellow tulips on a blue background, Prozac for the dark hours. It was hard to breathe beneath the sheets. The nightmares made a partial stratum outside my bedroom, above the clouds, where asphyxiation occurs with the same frequency as beneath the blankets. Right when I couldn't breathe, you rescued me, and I fell asleep embracing you, 4, 5 years old, and my nightmares were digested with breakfast. Everything I have, I owe to you. You learned to read when you were 5. At 80, you wrote on a pad of graph paper your life. Happiness was your last word. Now that you have died, on the other side of the closed bedroom door, while older sisters run for refuge beneath the colonnades, someone who is not me, but looks like me, writes in a telephone booth in permanent black ink, "God, come here. I dare you to come back and do it. Now I am bigger than you." The falling rain forms a mudslide, illuminates the shoulders and avenues for the nighttime traffic, expels from its kingdom the most beautiful inhabitants, provokes envy, outrage, signed treaties. It also transforms its cravings in ready notes on a corkboard. I need to clean up the terrace, put my papers in order, guard myself for when the storm comes. The rain accomplishes all of this, just as the wind decrees that trees don't matter, that homes should spend the night awake, and strips clotheslines and newspapers, and interrupts the sleep of those who consider themselves safe, beating against the glass of our windows. And death doesn't respect your closed door. Melting, it pressures the translucent cracks and drags itself creeping into the place where you sleep, dirtying your feet when you wake, impregnating your bones and flesh with its stench, until you breathe in deeply and decide, throwing the sheets off, to shout at it from the middle of your room, done with everything, scared of its presence. I no longer fear death, since it brings me back to her.